In a season that has seen nights when everything that could go wrong did go wrong, the Guelph Storm finally had a night where everything went right. In a dogfight for the final playoff spot in the Western Conference, the Storm jumped out to a 4-0 lead in the first period and cruised to a 7-2 victory over the Erie Otters Friday night at the Sleeman Center. The same two teams play in Erie Saturday. When you do those little things right and when you work hard and you compete, things tend to go your way, Storm coach Chad Wiseman said. When things don't go your way and you feel sorry for yourself, things go bad. I thought we did a fantastic job in the third period of managing the game and managing the puck. Our decision-making was strong and our compete continued to be high. Valentin Zugin led the way for Guelph, scoring a hat trick and assisting on another goal, giving him 11 goals now on the season. Asked if he was feeling good, Zugin, whose improved English and big night on the ice allowed for his first post-game interview in 2 years, said everyone was feeling good, not just him. "We were just working for that, for this moment," Zugin said of the big night all round. Like most of the team, Zugin was inconsistent in the first half of the season and feels he has more to offer. "I can do more, every time," he said. Wiseman said he was pleased not only with Zugin's offensive output on Friday, but with his overall game. "It wasn't just the 3 goals that he scored. I thought he played on the right side of the puck, I thought he defended real well and he was strong off faceoffs." Easily Zugin's best game of the season, for a variety of reasons, his coach said. Guelph was up 6-0 before Erie finally got on the board with a pair in the second half of the middle period. Zugin's third of the night was the only goal of the third. Braden Gillespie made 30 saves in the Guelph net as Erie actually outshot the locals 32-27. Kyle Downey started in net for the Otters but was replaced by Nolan Lalonde after allowing 3 goals in just over 10 minutes. 2 of the Storm's goals came on the power play and they ate Erie up in the faceoff circle, holding a 37-23 advantage on draws. Guelph's other goals came from Max Nemestikov, Braden Bowman, Ben McFarlane and Jake Carabella. Jet Luchanko had a pair of assists. After Erie Saturday, the Storm is in Hamilton Wednesday. Next home game isn't until Jan.20 when Peterborough visits.